By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wa al-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning. Alhamdulillah, عز وجل. With Madani Channel, another morning with Rise and Shine. I'm already just thinking, you know, what have I got into? Allahu Akbar. Yes, you can see the weather, subhanAllah. It seems like it's become a practice of ours that whenever it's snowing, we decide to introduce our program from outside. SubhanAllah, beautiful. Alhamdulillah, Azul. There's something about him, Madivi was. And if you just take a glance, I'm just thinking, I'm trying to get some of the snowflakes on my hand, but they're just melting. I think because my hands are a little too hot at this moment in time. Although I'm feeling really, really cold, my dear viewers. But mashallah, it's beautiful. Just thinking over it. That, and in fact, this relates to our question today too. Stick with us to find out in regards to our question, my dear viewers. But I was thinking, subhanAllah, look how beautiful it is. That we find sometimes rain, my dear viewers, sometimes snow, and sometimes the size of this snow really is. The mashallah, the snowflakes, I think you would call them. They're absolutely huge, mashallah. And whatever it is, alhamdulillah, we always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever the weather may be. Now, it is freezing, so I do wish to, inshallah, go inside Madani Views of Madani Channel. But please do remember that there are many individuals all around the world going through many different, or living through many different lifestyle situations, my dear viewers, extreme weather conditions. We think this is bad. It's only been snowing for, I'm speaking again, in Leeds, Bradford sides, or more even towards Bradford rather than Leeds. It's only been snowing for about an hour or so, maybe 2 hours, my dear viewers, especially in thick snow like this. And look how it has affected us. Really, it's affected us. It's most likely has affected the community, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. We have to place grate on the floor, in order on the ground, on the streets, in order for this snow not to pile up. So this is how much it affects our people. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, many a time, if we look back in Islamic history, we find that sometimes, or many a time, there were some people, there were qawms, there were nations who sinned, they committed sins, they rejected the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes the weather, my dear viewers, was sent as a punishment and destroyed many people. Really, it did. We should always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything He has granted us. And we should always seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sins we commit each and every single day, we are committing sins. But this same snow was to continue. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished for this to become thicker, for it to become greater. Because we are sinning so much, no doubt this can destroy us. It can, Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should always seek forgiveness for our sins too. And for my, what would you like to call it, a jumper? No, it was not black, because you see some black lines. It's not that there's so much snow that's made it all white, my dear viewers. It just is this color, Allahu Akbar. Now remember, whilst the Quran is being recited, please do give your full attention towards the recitation of the glorious Quran. My dear viewers, it is along with the Urdu translation. So again, those people who do understand the Urdu language, we also do have our topic. Let's first move to the recitation of the glorious Quran. I'm freezing. Let's listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
ان اللہ ربی وربکم فاعبدوه هذا صراط مستقیم.
بے شک میرا تمہارا سب کا رب اللہ ہے تو اسی کو پوجو, یہ ہے سیدھا راستہ.
فلما احس عیسى منهم الكفر قال من انصاری الى اللہ.
پھر جب عیسیٰ نے ان سے کفر پایا بولا کون میرے مددگار ہوتے ہیں اللہ کی طرف.
قال الحواریون نحن انصار اللہ آمنا باللہ واشهد باننا مسلمون.
حواریوں نے کہا ہم دین خدا کے مددگار ہیں, ہم اللہ پر ایمان لائے اور آپ گواہ ہو جائیں کہ ہم مسلمان ہیں.
ربنا آمنا بما انزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاکتبنا مع الشاہدین.
اے رب ہمارے, ہم اس پر ایمان لائے جو تو نے اتارا اور رسول کے تابع ہوئے تو ہمیں حق پر گواہی دینے والوں میں لکھ لے.
وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ.
اور کافروں نے مکر کیا اور اللہ نے ان کے ہلاک کی خفیہ تدبیر فرمائی اور اللہ سب سے بہتر چھپی تدبیر والا ہے.
اِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَىٰ إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَجَاعِلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ.
یاد کرو جب اللہ نے فرمایا اے عیسیٰ میں تجھے پوری عمر تک پہنچاؤں گا اور تجھے اپنی طرف اٹھا لوں گا اور تجھے کافروں سے پاک کر دوں گا اور تیرے پیروؤں کو قیامت تک تیرے منکروں پر غلبہ دوں گا.
ثم الی مرجعکم فاحکم بینکم فیما کنتم فیہ تختلفون.
پھر تم سب میری طرف پلٹ کر آؤ گے تو میں تم میں فیصلہ فرما دوں گا جس بات میں جھگڑتے ہو.
فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَأُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِن نَاصِرِينَ.
تو وہ جو کافر ہوئے میں انہیں دنیا و آخرت میں سخت عذاب کروں گا اور ان کا کوئی مددگار نہ ہوگا.
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ.
اور وہ جو ایمان لائے اور اچھے کام کیے اللہ ان کا نیک یعنی اجر انہیں بھرپور دے گا اور ظالم اللہ کو نہیں بھاتے.
ذَلِكَ نَتْلُوهُ عَلَيْكَ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ وَالذِّكْرِ الْحَكِيمِ.
یہ ہم تم پر پڑھتے ہیں کچھ آیتیں اور حکمت والی نصیحت.
إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِندَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمَ خَلَقَهُ مِن تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُن فَيَكُونُ.
عیسیٰ کی کہاوت اللہ کے نزدیک آدم کی طرح ہے, اسے مٹی سے بنایا پھر فرمایا ہو جا وہ فوراً ہو جاتا ہے.
الحق من ربك فلا تكن من الممترين.
اے سننے والے یہ تیرے رب کی طرف سے حق ہے تو شک والوں میں نہ ہونا.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillahi Azzajal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillahi Azzajal, Inshallah Azzajal, my dear viewers, we shall have a new topic today too. Each and every single day we do have a new topic. And today's topic is, Inshallah Azzajal, very important. As usual, But today, inshallah, we will not be speaking about one particular thing, but generally, we shall be, well, you can't bring it into one broad topic, and this topic is habits, my dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah. Let's now move, inshallah, to the Naat Sharif of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jo maangna hai maango, jo lena hai so le lo. Jo maangna hai maango, jo lena hai so le lo. Duniya ke tajdaron sarkaar aa rahe hain. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Gar tum na sunoge to meri kaun sunega. Gar tum na sunoge to meri kaun sunega. Gar tum na karoge to karam kaun karega. Bhar do jholi meri sarkare Madina, bhar do jholi meri tajdare Madina. Laut kar main na jaunga khali, kuch nawason ka sadqa ata ho mere آقا. کچھ نوازوں کا صدقہ عطا ہو, اپنے پیاروں کا صدقہ عطا ہو. در پہ آیا ہوں بن کر سوالی, در پہ آیا ہوں بن کر سوالی. تمہارے آستانے سے زمانہ کیا نگی پاتا, تمہارے آستانے سے تمہارے آستان سے زمانہ کیا نہیں پاتا. کوئی بھی در پہ خلی مانگنے والا نہیں جاتا. بھر دو جھولی میری سرکار مدینہ, بھر دو جھولی میری تاجدار مدینہ. لوٹ کر میں نہ جاؤں گا خالی. تم زمانے کے مختار ہو یا نبی, بے کسوں کے مددگار ہو یا نبی. تم زمانے کے مختار ہو یا نبی, بے کسوں کے مددگار ہو یا نبی. سب کی سنتے ہو اپنے ہو یا غیر ہو, سب کی سنتے ہو اپنے ہو یا غیر ہو. تم غریبوں کے غم خوار ہو یا نبی. بھر دو جھولی میری سرکار مدینہ, بھر دو جھولی میری تاجدار مدینہ. لوٹ کر میں نہ جاؤں گا خالی. کچھ نوازوں کا صدقہ عطا ہو میرے آقا, غوث اعظم کا صدقہ عطا ہو. در پہ آیا ہوں بن کر سوالی, ہم گرم جو مصیبت کے مارے ہوئے. سب مشکل میں ہے غم سے ہارے ہوئے ہم ہیں رنجو مصیبت کے مارے ہوئے سخت مشکل میں ہیں غم سے ہارے ہوئے یا نبی کچھ خدا راہ میں بھیک دو یا نبی کچھ خدا راہ ہمیں بھیک دو در پہ آئیں گے جولی بتا رہے ہوئے بھر دو جولی میری سرکار مدینہ لوٹ کر میں نہ جاؤں گا خالی ہے مخالف زمانہ کدھر جائیں ہم حال دل بے کسی کس کو دکھلائیں ہم تمہارے ریکاری ہیں یا مصطفیٰ ہم تمہارے ریکاری ہیں یا مصطفیٰ کس کے آگے بھلا ہاتھ پھیلائیں ہم بھر دو جھولی میری سرکار مدینہ بھر دو جھولی میری تاجدار مدینہ لوٹ کر میں نہ جاؤں گا خالی زندگی بخش دی بندگی کو آبرو دین حق کی بچا لی ہاں آبرو دین حق کی بچا لی میرے آقا کا پیارا نواسا میرے آقا کا پیارا پیارے آقا کا پیارا پیارے آقا کا پیارا نواسا جس نے سجدے میں گردن کٹانی حشر میں ان کو دیکھیں گے جس دم امتی یہ کہیں گے خوشی سے ہاں امتی یہ کہیں گے خوشی سے کہ آ رہے گے وہ دیکھو محمد میرے آقا آ رہے گے وہ دیکھو آ رہے گے وہ دیکھو آ رہے گے وہ دیکھو آ رہے گے آ رہے گے وہ دیکھو میرے آقا جن کی ہے شان سب سے نیرالی کاش پر نم سیارے نبی میں جیتے جی ہو بلاوا کسی دن ہاں جیتے جی ہو بلاوا کسی دن حال دل مصطفیٰ کو سناؤں حال دل مصطفیٰ کو سناؤں دیکھ کر ان کے روزے کی جانی بھر دو جولی میری تاجدار مدینہ بوٹ کر میں نہ جاؤں گا خالی کچھ نوازوں کا صدقہ عطا ہو میرے آقا اپنے پیاروں کا صدقہ عطا ہو میرے آقا غوث اعظم کا صدقہ عطا ہو میرے آقا میرے مرشد کا صدقہ عطا ہو در پہ آیا ہوں بن کر سوالی در پہ آیا ہوں بن کر سوالی در پہ آیا ہوں بن کر سوالی
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, you are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. We have just listened to the beautiful Naz Sharif of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam, and also a dua, my dear viewers, also a dua that may inshallah azza jal, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the, it said, isn't it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala undoubted is the one who gives. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam is known as Qasim. He's the one who distributes Madavius of Munazir, inshallah. And we just wish that, inshallah, we were to be given, subhanallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us, grant us a share of this blessing too, inshallah. Now, Madavius, in fact, you must understand that everybody is blessed in some way. Everybody is blessed in some way. And this is all from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody is given a share of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. Even if a person, whoever a person may be, a person may be the worst of the worst, but everybody is given some sort of blessing. It may be a person who refuses to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they too are still given the chance. They are still given oxygen to breathe. They are still given food every single day. You know, they are still given water to drink every single day. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear viewers of Madani channel. So we pray, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us more. But most importantly, the most important thing is our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us steadfastness in our iman. May we remain forever Muslims, inshallah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from those people who possess wrong ideologies, who believe in false ideologies, and also those people who are misguided. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from such individuals. Today's topic is habits. Habits. This is what we shall be speaking about today. That when we wake up in the morning, what is the first thing we do? Is there something we say? For those of us that are children, for those of us that are teenagers, for those of us that may be adults, and those who may be very old, each and every single morning when we wake up, what is it we think of? Is there something we say, or do we go straight under our pillow? Majority of the time our phones will be under our pillow, or maybe by our bedside table. Do we reach straight towards our phones to check the time? I think this will possibly, the majority of the time, this will be our first action of the morning. And I, my dear viewers of the channel, I'm not claiming to be perfect myself. Subhanallah, even sometimes we have a clock, we forget we have a clock. But sometimes, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, is something which I've tried to follow. Is try to make an intention. Inshallah, we shall come to all of these things. We shall touch upon every single one of them. But just a side point, please try to make a habit. Again, we're speaking about habits. That your phone, the use of your phone, that you won't use your phone an hour as soon as you wake up, 1 or 2 hours. Sometimes two may be difficult. We're going straight to work. We get up, we love our breakfast, pray our salah, go straight to work, my dear viewers. So sometimes 2 hours may be difficult because we need our phone. We need to possibly call somebody. But at least the first hour, try to wake up early if not. Try to wake up a little early if not, my dear viewers. At least the first hour upon waking up and the last hour of our day before going to sleep, try not to use phones. This would be a little difficult. Just give this a try, my dear viewers. We will, inshallah, come back to this. Now, what is the first thing we do? This is what we all must ask ourselves. Is the first thing we do move to our phones? Well, as a baby, I think the first thing a baby does is cry. If we were to start from babies, the first thing a baby does is cry. Why? He wished to give the parents attention. Subhanallah. May Allah Ta'ala bless our babies, our young children, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all a good and happy upbringing. May Allah Ta'ala make them the coolness to their parents' eyes. Allahumma ameen, inshallah. Now, a baby, the first thing I'll do is cry. A young one possibly gets to, or majority of the time, what do we do? We'll turn to our phone for those who have phones. And what we'll check our emails, we'll check our messages, these sort of things. Rarely will we go straight onto social media. Possibly some may do if they are staying in bed. But for those of us that need, that knows, you know, this is an alarm, they need to get up for their Fajr Salah, they need to get up for work, whatever they need to get up for, school, Madavius, college, wherever they are going, then what will they do? They will possibly just check the time and then they will rise up from their beds. They will rise. They will open their curtains and inshallah it will shine. They will go to the bathroom. They'll possibly Allahu Akbar, use the bathroom, wash their face, etc., brush their teeth. This is something which people generally do first thing in the morning. Some people will brush their teeth before their breakfast. Some will brush their teeth after their breakfast. Now, I'm not a dentist or anything, my dear viewers, but it is said that you shouldn't brush his teeth straight after eating. This, you'll have to speak to a professional in regards to this, but it said that you shouldn't brush your teeth immediately after eating because remnants remain in the mouth and this is not good for your teeth. So you should delay it a bit for those that are brushing their teeth after breakfast. You should delay it half an hour or so, my dear viewers. So this is what we'll do, we'll brush our teeth. And nowadays, because when we get up normal time, it is Fajr Salah too. So this day and age, we'll wake up, what, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, depending on what time you wake up, my dear viewers. And as soon as we wake up, subhanAllah, it's Fajr time. We can go to the bathrooms, perform our ablution, etc., read our Fajr calmly, have our breakfast. Now, my dear viewers of Madani's channel, then what do? Either we are going to school, either we are going immediately to school, or we are going to work. But whatever we are doing, before we do leave the house, the question is, what do we do? Before we do leave our house. So firstly, it may be eating. Now, when we are eating, how do we eat? What do we eat? Is it always cereal? I'm speaking for the United Kingdom. The majority of people, I can possibly say majority, I may be wrong, but it seems like the majority of the people will have cereal, which is immediately raising your sugar levels, immediately raising insulin levels, my dear viewers, which is not always good. Allahu Akbar. Try to eat good food. This is a separate thing. We're speaking generally about habits. And then inshallah, we're going to come to the habits of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam too. Inshallah, I'm thinking, what things do I do? I'm using myself as an example, how I used to be as an example. My family, the people I see around me, from what I've known when I've lived around people. These are the examples I'm using. Now, before we were to go to school, who makes your breakfast is another question. Is it your mother that makes you the breakfast? Many times for those kids, it will be. And even not the kids, sometimes even those who are older. And subhanAllah, this is the beauty of a mother, my dear viewers. Really, this is the beauty of a mother. That no matter how old you are always your mother's baby. You are always your mother's baby. And your mother will always look after you. Always look after you. Your mother doesn't wish for you to go through anything difficult. You think, no, I'll do this for you. I'll do this for you too. This is a mother. A mother loves her child. The love of a mother for the child or the son, daughter is unconditional, really. The mother will always do everything. SubhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our mothers, especially those who have passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of their sins. This is what mothers do. Where you're waking up for breakfast, even if you're waking up in the middle of the night. If you wake up in the middle of the night, sometimes you may even try to be quiet, but your mother knows that you're awake. Your mother knows you're awake. She'll come in the middle of the night too. She'll hear a sound, somebody's woken up. It's one of her kids. She hears the sound, immediately she'll go. What's the problem? My son has woke up in the middle of the night. Is he okay? And they'll make you food in the middle of the night. This is a mother, my dear viewers. So even if you've grown a little older, your mother will say, no, here, where you caught? And don't forget to take your gloves. Eat this breakfast. It's cold nowadays. I'll warm you up. You were about to just get seder. I'll warm you up hot, some sort of seder, some sort of breakfast. I'll make you porridge, something which is hot. You would like to drink some hot milk or tea even? So this is a mother, my dear viewers, who will be making our breakfast many a time. I won't say every time, many a time. For some, it will be their own wives. For some, it will be their own wives. Now, do we thank those people who make us breakfast in the morning? Our mother, who has been making breakfast for us for many years throughout our life. For many years. Have we ever thanked our mother? This is so much to think about. I'm just thinking about it myself as I'm saying this. I'm thinking about it myself. My mother has left this world for the eternal abode. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her all the happiness of the akhirah. And my mother would always do everything for me, my dear viewers. So I'm just thinking to myself, did I ever thank my mother? Or did I just consider it her duty that it was a normal? Allahu Akbar. Really, this is something we should think about. When our mother does whatever they do for us in the mornings, do we thank our mother? Being thankful, this should be a good habit too. It's, as far as I remember, it's just in front of us. Before we go to school, we used to watch TV. You know, we used to watch things on TV. And Allahu Akbar. I don't think we did actually say, mother, thank you so much for making this breakfast for me. Every single day, our mother was to make our food for us. I cannot remember saying, mother, thanks. For some reason, we just consider it to be their duty. Now, yes, when we are very young, my dear viewers, we are not able to look after ourselves. That's a separate matter. But when we get to an age when we are able to look after ourselves, we are adults now, but yet even then our mothers do everything for us. But do we thank our mothers? For those of us that don't, what a shame. Really, think about it. What a shame. For those that do, subhanAllah, mashallah. Thanks, mum, for doing this for me. Oh, mum, thanks. You made this for me today. Imagine how happy a mother would be if you were to really, from wholeheartedly, say to your mother, thank you. Allahu Akbar, for what you have done. You have made me food. Every day you make me food. You know, massage your mother and say, mother, thank you. Your father, it's not that your father doesn't do anything. It's not that your father does not care about you. No, your father loves you too. Your father, it's like this, that your father is working. He's thinking about your future. He's thinking about your education. And generally, a mother is taking care of your those needs, your immediate needs, you would say. The father is long-term thinking about you, thinking about your future, thinking about giving you tarbiyah, etc., etc. Nurture, upbringing. These are all the things your father is doing for you. Your father loves you so much too. Your father is always working for you. Have you ever thought yourself, oh father, you know, oh my father, you know, thank you for everything you've done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our fathers. They have done so much for us. Something which comes to mind, my dear viewers, that a little girl, a young girl, her father says to her that, her father's working. And she says, that dad, why are you always at work? And she says, and the father says, you know, I go to work to keep your bed warm. This is the saying, isn't it? I go to work to keep your bed warm. So one day that young girl comes and she says, dad says, yeah. She says, dad, you said you go to work to keep my bed warm. Dad says, yeah. She says, so dad, why is my bed cold? Whenever I go to my bed, why is it cold? Allah Akbar. Many of you, this is what fathers do. They go to work to keep your bed warm, subhanAllah, meaning to provide for you. Allahu Akbar. Now let's inshallah move to our daily reminder. I do wish to go over a few things. General, our just a reflection, isn't it? This is what it is. A reflection of our habits, what we are doing, what we are not doing. And then inshallah we'll come to the habits, the practices of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's first move to the daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Ghawse Pak and their altruism, their self-sacrifice in order to benefit others. A very famous waqiyah narrated by Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani themselves. They mentioned that once, whilst I was traveling, and due to their devotional and spiritual exercises, they mentioned that I was completely in such a state where I was in dire need of food. I was in starvation. And whenever I would come across food which was upon the floor, I would intend to go and pick it up and consume it. But then when I would observe around me, I would see other poor people trying to do the same, looking for food just to consume so that they can relieve their hunger. Now, due to seeing this scene of the poor people, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani mentioned that I would leave those pieces of food that it was rightful to take for them. Because of starvation, they reached such a stage where they felt that they would even pass away. They would leave this world. This is the amount of qana'at, the contentment that they had upon the will of Allah, but also the sacrifice, the hunger, the struggle and strive against their nafs. And what happened? They would leave this food for the people. And if we look at our own state today, my dear respected viewers, that food within our home and the delicious food and cuisines that we have in our home, what is our state today? We are constantly fighting that why have you taken it first and other in petty matters, my respectable viewers. So I'd just like to leave you with a message that Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani's altruism, their self-sacrifice for others was so unique, was so astounding that today we are inspired. We are completely awestruck by such a personality even existed in the world, and their generosity was such that whenever any wealth came into their presence as a gift, they would give it to the poor people. And I would just like, my dear respectable viewers, for us to take this lesson that we should try to sacrifice what we have for the sake of other people. Remember, my respectable viewers, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, الدُّنْيَا مَلْعُونَةٌ مَلْعُونٌ مَا فِيهَا إِلَّا مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ مِنْهَا. The world is accursed, and whatever it is within the world, this is also accursed, except for whatever is for the sake of Allah. And in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيئَةٍ حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيئَةٍ, that the love of the world is the head of all sins. So my dear respectable viewers, let us try and adopt this way of our pious predecessors to sacrifice our need for others and also to remove this love of the world from our hearts. May Allah give us all the ability to remember and act upon what has been said. Ameen bi jahi nabi jil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, Azza, that was our daily reminder. So today we are reflecting. You could say a session of just reflection, pondering over our habits, whether we are thanking others, what we are doing ourselves, which things are we expecting of others. Whenever we began from the morning, subhanAllah, then we'll spend our day outside, and when our friends meet us, what is the first thing we do? Our associates, our classmates possibly, those people who meet us, what is the first thing we do upon seeing them? If they are Muslims, are we giving them salam? Are we not giving them salam? What sort of conversation, the way we speak, how is it we speak? If somebody was to speak to us, do we give our full attention towards them? How do we reply? Do we say labbaik? Are we respectful? Generally, you don't have to say labbaik. Are we respectful, my dear viewers? This is something to be pondering over. Are we respectful to them? Do we backbite about others whilst we are speaking, whilst we may be doing work, whilst we may be in class with others, speaking to others? Are we respectful to others? Do we respect our teachers? Do we help others if they are in need of help? If somebody else is in need of help, do we help them? And then if it's work we are going to, if it's some sort of business, are we deceiving others? Are we lying to others? Or are we absolutely truthful? If we were to sell something, would we hide some defects? Or would we point it out? These are all things, these are all questions we must be asking ourselves. What are our habits towards other people? And then when we return home, my dear viewers, do we give salam when returning home? Do we give salam when entering into the house, into the home? When meeting your parents, when meeting your spouse, do you give her salam? Do you smile when you come? Or do you have an angry face on? These are all things we must be pondering over, things we must be thinking over, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And then, do we spend on our own family? This is another question.
those people who live in our household, if we are an authority, if we are the ones who are expected to provide, then do we provide for our children, for our spouse, for our family the way we should be doing, the way we are capable, what we are able to spend on our family? Now remember, giving sadaqah outside, giving sadaqah to others, subhanAllah, is good, but giving to your own family is also sadaqah. Feeding your own family good foods, inshallah, those things which are good for them. I'm not saying always give them fast food or foods which are unhealthy, which they desire. No, if you wish to give them good food, healthy food, and this is the best thing, you know, have healthy foods at home. Give them the best, whatever you would like for yourself, this is what you should look for somebody else. Your neighbors, when you see your neighbors, how do you associate with your neighbors? How do you communicate with your neighbors? Would you give them salam? Would you send them gifts sometimes? Would you send them food? If you've made some particular food, would you send it to them? So these are all things we need to be asking ourselves. What are our manners? What are our characteristics? Do we pray our salah? Subsequent to salah, do we do our dua? Do we recite the glorious Quran? Do we perform these actions? Before we eat or whilst we are eating, what foods are we eating? Do we recite the dua before eating? When we are placing it in our mouth, do we recite Bismillah upon every? Do we recite Bismillah upon every morsel, placing it in our mouth? When we are going to sleep, do we brush our teeth before going to bed? Do we, you know, say goodbye? Do you speak to your spouse? The speaking is very, very important. Communication, my dear viewers. How do we sleep? How do we sleep? What is our manner of sleeping? When we are speaking, how do we speak? When we are sitting, how do we sit? When we are in somebody else's presence, how do we act? So these are things which are considered habits. How do we sneeze? Do we full out sneeze without covering our mouth, without using some sort of tissue or anything to, even if, you know, if it's last second, if it comes out really quickly, even our hand to cover our mouth? When we sneeze, do we say Alhamdulillah? What do we say after sneezing? So this is something which is very important. When a person exerts wind from his private parts, is this something we do with the way we eat? The way we eat, do we eat in a proper manner? Do we belch or burp loudly in front of others? And sometimes, yes, you need to burp. For example, sometimes I feel like I'm speaking, I've just eaten something, and I think I need to burp. How does a person do it if he needs to do it? Will he just let it out? Maybe other people are eating too. So these things, my dear viewers, these are considered bad manners. These are bad manners. This is just a reflection. What we do, it's not that we always do all of these bad things. No. It's possible we are really, really good. Our habits, these are things, what is a habit? A habit is something you do subconsciously. Something which you don't have to think before you do. It becomes, as is known, as second nature. It's second nature. You do it without thinking. Are you always picking your nose? Now, a person, when he's picking his nose, many times he wouldn't even realize he's picking his nose. Why? Because it's become a habit of his. He's doing it and it's normal for him to do it. These are habits, my dear viewers. We must ask ourselves, what are our habits? And how should our habits be? This is another question. My dear viewers, let's move to our daily hadith sharif, inshallah, azzawajal. And then, inshallah, we shall come to the habits of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, who are the best of the people? Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the best of mankind, صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, has said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. that the best amongst you are those who learn the Quran and teach the Quran. How beautiful are these words. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. And there are many, many blessings in regards to reciting, doing the tilawat of the glorious Quran. The Quran, it will be a proof for us on the Day of Judgment. The Quran, it will intercede for us on the Day of Judgment. For every letter that we recite of the Quran, 10 good deeds are recorded for us. And the reciter of the glorious Quran, he remains in the company of the angels, and constantly good reward is written down for him. The Quran, it cleanses our hearts, and it will be the Quran that will lead us into paradise. And in one narration, the position in paradise will be determined by the amount of Quran that we have memorized in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to keep connected with the glorious Quran, and may we spend our entire lives in teaching and in learning the glorious Quran. Ameen, bijahin nabil, ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, azzajal, we have been speaking, my dear viewers, about just habits, the actions we do. We've had a session of reflection, just to reflect what are the things that we are doing throughout our lives. And inshallah, we shall come to the practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the habits of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alaihi wasallam. My dear viewers, we have a kids segment. Let's go to that. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
There used to live a mouse and a frog in a pond. Both of them did not like each other at all. The mouse had the complaint of the frog croaking all the time, regardless of what time it is or what weather it is.
Due to his croaking all the time, I get a severe headache.
And the frog used to say, "This mouse never calms down. All he does is just run around. Whenever you see him, he's messing around and keeps splashing in the water." One day, a fight broke between both of them. The mouse said to the frog,
"Oh frog, leave this pond and go away, because this is my pond, and before me, it was my ancestors."
"No, no, no. This is my ancestor's pond. Hence, you should leave from here." So they started fighting on this. Before, they both would stare at each other from a distance. But now, they started to take revenge from each other. An eagle was also observing all this very carefully. That eagle was trying to hunt both of them from a long time. But both of them would escape somehow. Both of them forgot about the eagle while fighting each other. As soon as eagle had a chance, she pounced upon really quickly and took them away by grabbing them in her paws. Lesson: it is true that the enemy succeeds when two people fight each other. Saying of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, "The one who leaves quarreling despite being right, a house in the middle of paradise will be made for him."
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Adi viewers, mashallah, what a beautiful lesson there. Remember, with unity comes strength. Please do remember this. With unity comes strength. Be united, inshallah, azza wa jal, you shall be strong. This is within brothers, within families, and it shouldn't be against another family, no. I'm not trying to, no, unity is always good. Unity is always good. But it doesn't mean be unified and oppress others. No, my dear, this is a complete wrong message to take from this. Yes, with unity comes strength, help others. Help others even more. With strength, you can help others.
Remember, with strength you can oppress others, but you can also help others. So with more strength you can help others even more. So this should be, inshallah, a reason for desiring, for wishing strength to be able to help others, to be able to use that in good. Today's topic is habit. Now, whenever you were drinking, when was the last time you drank from your left hand? When was the last time you drank from your left hand? And I do not say this to show off, but I say alhamdulillah, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tahdith in ni'mah, it's a blessing. Alhamdulillah, I have been given the mahal of Dawat Islami. And I can say happily, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, that I cannot remember the last time I've drunk with my left hand. Maybe if my right arm was injured and I did, possibly. I cannot remember. I cannot remember the last time. I cannot remember the last time I've stood. I think every time I've sat, even if I'm in such a situation where I'm outside, I possibly sat and drank. In fact, I do remember a time I have stood. But I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have, my dear viewers. And this was, subhanAllah, a very, very long time, I can say. Alhamdulillah, very, very long time. It's been a very long time since I've stood and drank. Rarely have I taken anything with my left hand, only if I couldn't take it with my right. There may have been a reason. But for all of these actions, why am I saying this? Why am I saying this, my dear viewers? The reason being is habit. Habit is the reason. That if I was to try to drink with my left hand, honestly, it would feel weird. It does feel weird. I place this cup in my left hand and it feels really weird. If I was to eat, I wouldn't be able to. It would feel weird. Standing and drinking would feel weird to me. Honestly, it would feel weird. Taking something with my left hand feels weird. It feels strange. It's something I've not done. It's as if my arm feels weak to do it. Really. Do you know when you do something regularly, just the motion, it comes automatically. It's second nature. This is what habits are. Second nature, my dear viewers. But when you're not used to something, you've always done, you're right with the right hand. Have you ever taken a pen in your left hand? We don't. Why? Because we're used to writing with our right. In fact, it would be very difficult for us to write with our left. Or for those who are right-handed, it would be difficult to write with the left. Those who are left-handed, it would be difficult to write with the right. Allahu Akbar. But my dear viewers, the reason to mention this is that when you build habits, automatically when they become habits, they become second nature too. That at first, you will have to be considerate. At first, you know, when I first came to Mahal, so I would possibly stand and drink or eat. It wouldn't affect me. But now if I was to try to stand and to drink this, I would feel weird, really. It would feel really, really strange. I would think, where's the seat? Is there somewhere I could sit down? And sometimes there's nowhere to sit down. I would lean on something and try to sit a little bit and then drink. Why? Because it's become a habit. It would feel too weird to drink with my left hand. Now you see many people and say, look, drink, you know, you should be eating with your right hand. Oh, I forgot. But it shows that it's a habit, my dear viewers. It's not just forgetfulness. It's not about forgetfulness. It's not about whether I'm remembering to drink with my left or not. No. It's nothing got to do with forgetfulness. I just feel weird. I can't do it. Honestly, it just feels strange. This is how we should build our habits. How did I build it? It's not that I'm anything special. No. Alhamdulillah, I've traveled on some Madinah kafilas. I've spent many years in the Madinah mahal, I can say. In a way, yes. Why? Because I've studied in Jamiat al-Madinah. Constantly I'm given reminders. Somebody say, oh, you know, you're standing up and drinking. Just sit down and drink. Somebody will say, you're eating with the left, eat with the right hand. Come on. It's true. It's a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Eat with the right hand. Drink using the right hand, my dear viewers. Do not stand up and drink and eat. Sit down, drink and eat. So these things, habits, good things, if you constantly do them, they become second nature. We will get used to them. Whenever somebody was to do something, saying thank you, it becomes a habit. We need to adopt good habits. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would possess the best of habits. Whenever he would speak to somebody, if somebody was to call out to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would say labbaik. Labbaik means at your service. Subhanallah, this was the modesty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That if somebody was to speak to him, he would turn directly towards those people. Whenever he would walk, he wouldn't, you know, be swaying his arms. No, my dear viewers. He would walk with humility. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yes, confidence too. It's as if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was coming from a height, but without pride, my dear viewers, without pride. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would speak clearly. He would speak clearly. Sometimes, if he was to say something which is even more important than normal, then he would repeat that. He would say, he would speak to people in accordance to the way they speak, their level of speech. He wouldn't use very eloquent words for a person who is a Bedouin and is not able to speak correctly. No, if a person speaks in a different manner, he would change his manner of speech too. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam, he would always thank others. He would always thank others. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whenever he would drink, eat, he would always use his right hand. He would accept, this is important too. If somebody was to invite the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would accept invitations. The beloved of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would accept invitations from, not only from the rich. This is another point, my dear viewers, that if somebody rich was to invite us to their house, we would say, inshallah, yes, Dawri, I've got this plan, but Dawri, I can cancel that. Inshallah, I will come. But if somebody who's very, very poor, and they were to invite us, even if we didn't have a plan, we'd possibly say, oh yes, but I'm busy, I've got to do such and such. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, for that rich person, if you were to go, it wouldn't even make no difference. If you were to go and not go, you said, no problem, I've got 10 other people who are coming too. It would be good if you can make it. If you can't, you know, it doesn't matter, no problem, don't worry about it. It doesn't affect him. To that poor person, he possibly doesn't have other guests. He's possibly just, you know, been saving up maybe to, because he respects you, to be able to invite you to his house, may have his good intentions, subhanAllah. And imagine if you were to go to his house, respectfully. Imagine how happy he must be. Meeting people, giving salam to people. We should give salam to everybody. We should give salam to everybody. Not only those who are rich or anything. No, again, it's the same. Not only rushing towards those people, no. But even those people who are poor. And really, it makes so much of a difference to the person who's poor. If you were to go to his house, he'll be over the moon. For him, he'll feel like Eid. Really. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, similarly, if you were to meet somebody rich, yeah, that's fine. He meets many people. This is why you call somebody a poor gharib. This is why they're known as a gharib. What does gharib mean? Gharib literally, it just means strange. We don't know a poor person. When a poor person passes away, how many people go to his funeral prayer? Not many people. How many people are aware of the poor people? You know, their name, they're not famous. People are not aware of them. Why is the poor person? We don't think much of them. We don't talk much about them. Whereas when somebody is rich, everybody in the world knows them. This is what gharib is. They're strange. We're unfamiliar with them. It could be us. We could be poor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us blessings in our health, in our wealth, inshallah, azza wa jal. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, imagine you to go to a poor person, you to smile, you to hug that person. Imagine how happy that person would be. Nevertheless, good habits, so many good habits, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. For now, continue to watch Madani Channel and inshallah we shall be returning. Also send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.